We are on the second week being on strike, and the reason for them being on strike is because of non-compliance of the government on the PPA agreement. Two is because of the other nurses that has been employed or been sent to Tsepong to do the same job that is doing by Tsepong employee, and over and above that, those people who are not even familiar with that work of referral hospital, which is Tsepong, are expected to be trained by Tsepong employee. But when it's come to the salaries, despite that they are doing the same job, despite that those people are newly and they don't know this job, they're going to be trained by Tsepong, they're going to earn more salary than the one that is working at Tsepong.
You are on strike during the COVID-19 pandemic. Can we say that you have abandoned your professional duty, which is to take care of the health of the nation?
Their professional duties has never been abandoned. They are still taking care of employees, just that not entirely the workforce of the nurses. Some are in, some are not proceeding. There are some sort of called a skeleton in order to take care of the patients.
What would it take for you to end your strike?
The only thing that will end the strike is for the government to ensure that Tsepong is reviewing the salaries of employees, not only nurses, all the workforce, because they are not paid in terms of the PPA agreement, and they are also paid less than what the government employee are earning, while their duties and responsibility are not the same. Because what is important to be taken into consideration is that Tsepong is a referral hospital. All the government clinics and hospital, whatever challenges they have during their operation, they refer their cases to Tsepong with an expectation that is going to be addressed by Tsepong employees, the nurses, as well as the supporting staff. While the salaries are not the same, the government salaries is higher more than the one of Tsepong, including the benefits as well. That's the reason which we believe it can end the strike with immediate effect.
You have accused the government of not implementing the public-private partnership or the PPP agreement. What exactly is the PPP agreement and its significance?
What is very important to be taken into consideration is that the PPP agreement has got what you call a financial model. And that particular document has indicated all the structures of CEPO and each and every department on how much each particular employee should earn from a different department. So since the CEPO has been operating, employees were not being paid according to that PPA agreement, despite the fact that the government have been paying Tsepong the money that ought to have been paid in terms of that particular agreement.